My priority is education because that really determines the quality of life for our citizens.
Nearly all state lawmakers say education is their top priority. But Representative Helen Giddings knows there's often more talk than action. Take education funding, for example. Last week, Senate budget writers voted to restore about $1.5 billion in public education money that was cut last session. But that was the Senate. And Giddings says the House Appropriations Committee isn't likely to go along with that. She should know she's a member of that powerful committee.
Well, in terms of the bill that's going to come out of the House initially, that restoration will not be there. That's not going to make me happy, but the votes are just not there at the moment to restore that $300 to $400 per student. We will spend more money for public ed than we spent the last time, probably somewhere in the neighborhood of $2 billion. But we're going to basically be funding growth for this next biennium. We're not going to go back and fund the growth that we did not fund the last session.
Eventually, House and Senate budget writers will meet to iron out differences in spending. And when that happens, Giddings hopes to be at the table, arguing for at least some of the education money to be restored.
When we have big cuts, for instance, in pre-K and in grants for kindergarten, that's a dangerous thing to do. That's where we have the greatest opportunity to bring students up to grade level so that when they start first grade, many of these students can then start with their peers.
In this solidly Republican legislature, only a few House Democrats are as well-positioned as Helen Giddings to have an impact. After 10 years in office, she finds herself appointed to what are arguably the three most influential committees: Appropriations, which leads the debate on what will be spent, Calendars, where she helps decide which bills will be considered, and State Affairs, which deals with some of the biggest issues. There are appointments that may give her leverage as she presses forward with a host of priorities, including a bill that would reduce the number of students placed in alternative education classes. It's legislation the education commissioner supports.
I want to work with Commissioner Michael Williams so that we say to school districts, when you have all these staggering numbers of students in alternative education, we want to make those numbers public. And then we want you to hold a public hearing so that you can tell the citizens why there are so many students in alternative education.
Giddings is also carrying legislation that takes aim at employers who are demanding access to their employees' private social media accounts.
I just don't believe an employer should have the right to say to an employee, give me the password to your Facebook account or to your internet account. And in many cases, Shelley, it's a condition of employment. It should not be.
Observers who know Giddings say she probably won't be the loudest voice arguing for her priorities, but they say she can be quietly effective. And though she's a Democrat in a Republican House, her committee positions may give her a bigger-than-average voice. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.